midst of our salvation, as we accept Him as our personal Savior, as our healer. All these are the remunerations. Are the dividends that's paid on the insurance policy.
Amen.
Amen. You know what an insurance policy is? You can draw dividends on it until the face value comes. Certainly, you can draw dividends. And we're drawing dividends now. Only the thing, as soon as we draw dividends, the remuneration is built up again. An insurance agent one time said to me, "Billy, I'd like to save some insurance." I said, "I have some." My wife looked around at me. Now, nothing against insurance, but some people are insurance poor. So they turned around and said, my wife looked at me strange. "You got insurance?" I said, "Sure." Well, she didn't know nothing about it. He said, "Well, Billy, what kind of insurance do you got?" I said, "Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine." Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. An heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. He said, "That's very good, Billy." He said, "Well, we'll put you up here in the graveyard." I said, "But it'll take me out. That's the main thing. I'm not worried about getting there. I'm worried about getting out. And since I have the assurance by the sworn God of eternity that He'll raise me up again in the likeness of His Son in the last day, I'll walk boldly and have a consolation and an anchor of the soul that while I'm in this veil, there's some unseen something got me anchored against the rock of ages." When the waters jump and flash, it doesn't make any difference if death, perils, or anything separates us not from the love of God.
Amen.
My anchor holds within the veil. Let the floods rise at her, dash at infidels come. The born-again believer has an anchor. You can't see through this veil yet, but I know my anchor holds the honor against the rock of ages. There's a sworn promise that He'll raise me up the last day. No wonder you look death in the face and say, "Where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory?" But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.